Like one time we went to a party of like a friend of ours that we're not crazy close with at all. And we brought a like 4 foot by 3 foot wrapped framed like picture of ourselves with him that we took in a photo booth that just said, "You're welcome" in Comic Sans. And we
all smug.
We brought it to him and we were like, "Hey, like we found this at a thrift store and it made us think of you." And I don't know. And then, and it was just like, I just love a present that's like a job or like too big. It's like too big. And we were just like, this is yours now. And of course, like there's nothing he could have done except for get rid of it. It was like, no one wants that. But right. I do feel like that was kind of a fun party trick. Everyone hated it.
Party God.
Hey guys, I'm Elle Parker.
And I'm Devin Young.
And this is Party God. Woo! Today we have a very special guest. Two special guests, Sid and Olivia, Sid Heller and Olivia De Laurentiis. You know them from Sid and Olivia Talk Shit and great gals.
I loved them. What rascals.
Rascals. It's just great to have another power female duo on. Like
we love to see it. Yeah. I felt really, honestly, very inspired by their friendship. It was very wholesome.
I know. And the fact they've known each other since high school, like that's sick.
Yeah, and how much they get off like on amusing each other, I think is very like similar to our vibe.
That's what we do. Everything I do is just make Devin laugh anytime we're out. It's really
and
fun.
Everything I do is to make me laugh as well.
Yeah, that's cool. So we are so excited to show you our episode with Sid and Olivia.
Let's go. Creatine, totally different, used for muscle recovery, but it's also good if you haven't slept. That's what I take it for. It's like supposed to be good for your brain health if you have a sleep deficit.
Love that. Okay, that is actually really good to know.
We're rolling, right?
Oh my god. Yay. We're just talking about like muscles.
Yeah. And, just talking about our big muscles. Yeah.
Getting jacked.
Yeah.
All those gym rats here.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we're so excited to have you.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for having us. We're so excited to be here.
First guest in the new studio.
I know. Sorry we have you on the ice cold metal chairs.
No, straight from the fridge.
What we requested.
Yeah.
We chilled them for you.
In our rider.
Yeah. We have a new studio and ice cold metal chairs.
Only the best. Yeah. Girls.
Yeah, we don't want the studio to live. In.
No, no, no.
Fresh.
Fresh. Well, we start Party God by giving our guests a Party God score from 1 to 10. And I already know my answer. You guys are a 10.
Thank you.
Great.
Yeah. For what?
Because you guys...
What?
You sure? No, you guys are so fun and whimsical. And I remember the party I went to, your Christmas party.
Yeah.
And they were both decked out head to toe in green paint. Mm-hmm. And that's Party God.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
We can give you guys some pictures of that too if you want to put up pictures. We have some really upsetting pictures from some really upsetting parties.
Oh, absolutely.
Done. Yeah.
We should start putting up pictures of our guests.
Yeah.
Just on the wall. Yeah. Not like in post, but just like on the wall.
Yeah.
Well, great. We're a 10. I love that.
I love that.
I literally had
no idea that was even an option.
I love that. And I love that you give it right at the top.
Yes. Like, we will give another one at the end.
It's predictive.
After
it's
we hear
predictive.
Yeah.
It
could go down. Okay. It's always hard when we start at a 10 because then.
You can only go down.
You can only go down.
We only go down and we have to.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm also going to go 10. Also, like a comedy duo. Everyone loves a comedy duo. Everyone loves two girls at a party. That's a win.
That's so fair.
For anybody.
That's actually so fair.
Nothing more popular than that. It's unstoppable, honestly.
That's how we travel. We're always two girls at a party.
Yeah. That is good.
How does that work for you guys? Are people always like, oh, we're obsessed?
Oh my gosh.
I'm like trying to remember any party.
I think that, I don't know, like a thing I really like about the way we, especially used to party, like especially in college, is I think we would just like kind of try to go out of our way to make everyone a little bit uncomfortable. And like not in a way that was like bad or really like terrible, but just like a little bit like, well, you guys are expecting two girls at a party. Well, how about this? How about we make it a little fucking weirder?
Totally.
I think there was, especially in our early 20s, a feeling of entertaining ourselves more than caring about the general vibe.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We used to like go to bars and pretend that we were essentially like from Love Island. Like we would be like Love Island contestants and we would just say like gibberish to each other and like speak like we were on Love Island and we would talk to guys at the bar. And it was just so that we could find it funny.
Yeah.
And like they never cared. No one ever, but like we just loved to do it. Like we just love, we love fucking with people.
Yeah. Absolutely. We used to, there was like a guy who came, was talking at us for too long and we both decided to recognize him as Meghan Markle.
Yes.
And we both kept being like, are you
Meghan
Markle?
Meghan Markle?
And we like just treated it very realistically, like we were actually meeting
like Meghan Markle. Like we were at a bar and we realized the person we were talking to was like, Meghan Markle.
Oh my fucking God, are you Meghan Markle? And he was so mad.
We committed.
And it was great.
We committed until he left.
Yeah. Which makes it more fun.
Oh, it's so much more fun.
Because it's like, we, like, on New Year's, we, these two guys came up to us at midnight and we're like, you guys, I guess you're going to be our midnight kiss. And we're like, all right, nothing but net, easy. And then later on, I saw him talking to another girl. And so I whip out my phone and start recording him and being like, cheater. And then like, that's a bit.
Yeah.
And then he looks over and he's like, what the fuck? And I'm like, it's funny for me. Yeah, I knew it wouldn't be funny for
him. And truly like that is what, you know, like if it's a party with strangers, that's all you can hope for is that it's fun for you.
Yeah.
Like, what are you trying to do? Like, you know, you can make a lifelong friend if you want, but like might as well at least just have some fun, have it be fun for you.
Right. Yeah.
You're recording him for me. Like you're doing that bit for you and you're doing it for me. Like,
exactly.
Yeah. No. These days it's more about tracking down the animal at the party.
Yes.
And then
yes.
sitting with the animal the entire time or the child. If there's a if somebody has a child and
we're
they're
at
like,
that
kind,
age,
I'm like, I'll go hang
not
child.
Child centric in this moment. I will say though, I will be tracking down the animal.
I will, that's kind of where my due diligence lies.
I always have loved laying on the floor at a party, like a house party. If there's a house party and there's any point where I can lay on the floor, fucking love laying on the floor.
Getting low. Like,
getting under a table.
Under a table. Absolutely. Recommend.
Yeah. That song Get Low is about laying on the floor.
Yeah.
Play with levels, you know, I want to switch it up. What's y'all's vibe at a party?
It very much so, like, you know, the party that you were explaining,
yes
which was like we threw a Christmas party based on
a Chris Fleming sketch
from 2015.
And we
threw this party years later,
and the basic concept of the sketch is that he's like learning the new Christmas rules. Like he's talking to a family around Christmas. He's like, oh, is Santa coming? And the parents are like, we don't believe in Santa anymore. Like now it's Gigi the Christmas Snake.
Mm-hmm. And there's all this lore behind Gigi the Christmas Snake.
It's like too much lore.
Yeah. And then we kind of threw this party and themed on this sketch that people that we know didn't know.
I didn't know it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No one at the party knew it. We like sent it in the invitation and we were like, this is the sketch. Watch it. It's 5 minutes long.
And then come dressed as something from the sketch.
Do your homework.
Yeah. And then we were in full green morph suits with green face paint.
Yeah.
So you love Gigi the Snake.
We were both Gigi the Snake. Okay,
you love to see hot girls get silly with it.
It's very fun. And I think like the general vibe of the party was very much so like, fuck all of you.
Yeah.
Like there was the hostility.
And that's always been a thing for us.
One of the most fun things when throwing a party is like, this is my place. It's my fucking rule.
Absolutely.
And leading with a hostility that everyone can get on board with. We used to throw these like slutty cat parties.
You know how like in college, like everyone's dressing like, oh, I'm a slutty cat. I'm a slutty baby.
I'm a slutty,
in college, but we're still,
we're doing that now.
I'm a slutty cat.
So that's
a Saturday
about?
To me.
When we were in college, we were like, okay, we want to throw a Halloween party, but like it you have to come dressed as a slutty cat. And we invited a lot of people from all walks of life. Like a lot of our older male improv teachers
old bosses.
Were there. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And
it was like, come as a slutty version of a real life cat.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I was the cat that bit me and almost gave me rabies, and you were your old cat.
I was my parents' cat, Isabella, who wasn't allowed to be in the room with me.
Yeah.
And amazing. It was so fun. Because she was really mean to kids.
Iconic.
And so it was like awesome.
Okay, party god.
So that was pretty sick.
Yeah.
It was like the part of the fun of it was hostile. We would print out pictures of the party guests, Photoshop like
with cats.
Cat stuff on them, and then print it out and put it on the walls and be like, fuck you, you slutty little kitty.
Yeah.
So that people would enter the party and then see themselves and be like, this
and
is
and they didn't
awful
expect
and
to see themselves. It was really upsetting. Like,
I want my guests to be uncomfortable from the jump.
Yes.
When they walk
or
in.
Like when we did the slutty baby party, when everybody entered, if they didn't have a diaper on, like, we'd give them a diaper.
We would like do that.
Kitty sluts.
Yeah. Yeah. Like
show
just,
the camera.
Oh, kitty sluts. Just like people we knew, and we just did this and they didn't know about it.
Yeah. And that was also the time of like inviting people through like Facebook group or Facebook event. And so you were able to be really hostile in the Facebook event.
It would be like, listen up, you dumb fucks. Yeah. This is like, you know, and it was just like loud in all caps and really angry. And like once people got there, there was no real hostility, I don't think, except people couldn't come in if they weren't dressed like a slutty cat.
Good. I mean, that's what you want at a party. You want people to be berated. You want them to be in trouble.
Yes, exactly. I think there's some part of it too that's like, because we were inviting older guys, it's like, don't like come here thinking this is going to be like anything other than just hostile.
I think it's also just like having like a clear theme also comes with clear rules and clear punishments and consequences.
A party should always have punishments. Mm. We also did the
slutty. Which is fucking awesome.
Yeah, we did the slutty baby party the next year and I was slutty baby Jesus.
I was slutty dumpster baby.
Yeah.
All right, go on. Let's talk about slutty dumpster baby.
I think I just like had dumpster shit.
Yeah, you had trash on me. Glued to you.
Trash.
Sick. She had like receipts and trash.
Whoa.
I had the stigmata. Oh, I also had a beard. Where's my beard?
It was really fun.
This is my beard. Yeah.
We can add all these photos.
Yeah. I'll just send you. Yeah, it's truly upsetting.
The slides for the episode. I have to tell you guys, I'm feeling very inspired.
Oh, good.
Good. Yeah,
that's the goal. The goal is always to inspire people to be awesome.
I mean, you're a big theme party person.
Mm. Love a theme. Yeah. We just did a sexy office themed party.
That's everything.
We're doing another one in March. Y'all gotta come.
Great.
We might console you guys for possible themes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Is it, and the idea is it's like sexy blank. So the last one was sexy office.
Sexy office.
And then are you going to do a similar, like a career centered thing or?
I think something completely different.
Yeah.
Right, a completely different vibe.
I don't know. It would be, to be fair, we should do like sexy working class now.
Oh,
sexy blue collar.
Sexy blue collar.
Sexy unemployed.
Everyone has a switch.
Yes.
The thing about the sexy blue collar thing is it really does work because like camo and stuff is so in right now.
So true.
Yes.
I think we kind of hit it.
Carhartt, sexy Carhartt.
Yeah, it's like cosplaying kind of everyday
like
sexy Republican.
Construction worker.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, but, I mean, that definitely. That could be too easily sexy though. You know,
it's already sexy bartender.
It's already sexy. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it is already sexy.
It's already so sexy. Sexier. You've got to make it less sexy to make it sexy.
Yeah. Unsexy working class. It's already too sexy. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, you guys are already party gods, but what's your party trick?
Oh, my gosh. What is our party trick? I mean, nowadays our party trick is probably being like, oh no, I have to go home at 10. But back in the day,
such a good party trick of leaving.
Truly, only a couple of years ago, what would our party trick have been? I will say
I was at a party this year and didn't realize that I was like dissociating and sitting on a couch and staring at a TV that wasn't playing sound. And the host of the party came up to me and said, are you okay?
That's a good party trick.
So that's a really cool party trick.
One consistent party trick for me forever has been sometimes I just go missing. Like I am, you know, I don't know if you can tell, but I have ADHD and I don't know if you can tell. But like sometimes it's just so nice when you're like a little bit buzzed just to fuck off somewhere by yourself, go explore something, just go like wander by yourself and like come back eventually. And then people are like, where did you go? We were like doing party things.
But I went on a quest.
I love fucking off. Just not for that long, but just for, you know, a little moment. Like having a little moment.
I guess I have a question.
Yeah.
Yes.
How do you introduce a party trick? Because I understand the concept of a party trick, but I feel like the only way you can introduce it is by going, I have a party trick. Mm-hmm. Do you want to see it?
It's a lot of that. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of forcing someone to watch you and be like, look at this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a lot of that.
But like, some party tricks are innate. Like Elle has, she always says her party tricks are tiny hand. And it's so funny that
Wait, what?
Like, that's
That's no, really small.
There's no wrist.
That's really small.
And is that a trick?
No, exactly.
Does this count as a trick?
Yeah, I'm just like, check this out.
Wow.
Your trick is my arm looks like this.
So do you start with, everyone look at my trick, and then you go like that? Or do you just hold it up and wait for people
honestly,
to react?
Other people bring it up.
Whoa, you
They'll be like, look at Elle's hand, and I'm like,
Okay, that's because
your reputation or because people have seen it and noticed. Yeah,
friends will just be like, you gotta look at Elle's hand.
That's the craziest thing.
That's the craziest thing to be considered
a trick.
Right. Yeah.
I know. I'll give them what they want.
Yeah. You gotta see Elle's hand.
I think I think like, yeah, we will like do things that are just like a little too loud or too much at a party. Like one time we went to a party of like a friend of ours that we're not crazy close with at all. And a lot of people there, like we knew, but especially at the time, it was like so many years ago. And
yeah, so many of these things were from when we were like 20. Yeah.
So if you're picturing us being like late 20s, early 30s and doing these things and you're like, I hate that. Just picture it that we're like younger. But like we went to our friend's party and the important part is that like we weren't crazy close to him. And we brought a like 4 foot by 3 foot wrapped framed like picture of ourselves with him that we took in a photo booth that just said "You're welcome" in Comic Sans, and we brought it to him and we were like, "Hey, like we found this at a thrift store and it made us think of you and I don't know." And then it was just like, I just love a present that's like a job or like too mm-hmm. big. It's like too big. And we were just like, this is yours now. And of course, like there's nothing he could have done except for get rid of it. It was like, no one wants that. But right. I do feel like that was kind of a fun party trick. Everyone hated it.
Everyone hated it.
I love all the steps involved in that one.
Yeah.
You went to a store and got that printed out and paid good money.
Yeah, paid for a frame. Like, I don't know why we did that, but it was just, but once again, it was for us. Like it was for us and we got nothing out of it. We just loved it.
Nothing.
That's real party god. It's just doing it just because it's like, hey, I had
this
fun.
This is for me.
Sometimes men really do not get the bit. Like,
they mostly don't.
It's mostly wasted on them. Like, Casey was probably like, he probably was like uncomfortable for real.
I think a lot of other people were really uncomfortable, and I think he thought it was funny, but also like, what the fuck, you know? Like, it was like clearly insane, and like he was like, that's crazy. And I think a lot of other people who didn't know us at all were like, what the fuck is wrong with them?
Yeah. I mean, it's essentially we went to his party and we said, how can we make this about us?
That's our party trick.
An interesting trick.
Yeah, making something about us when it's not.
It is a really interesting trick when you think about it.
It is. Yeah. Well, do you guys have this where a lot of men just don't realize you're joking? And they'll be like, what?
You know, good question. Do you feel like that happens? I feel like... Depends on the setting.
I have no memory like, of talking to any man ever.
I think it depends on the setting. I think that like a lot of the parties I go to now and a lot of the parties I've gone to in the last bunch of years, like everyone there is like a comedy person or a friend of a friend or a friend. So it's like if I do something that's a bit, I think it's pretty clear like this is going to be a bit. But I do think that anytime we've ever gone like to a bar or like a place where you meet strangers, 100%. They never understand what's happening
Do you feel like you take on the persona of someone else when you can? Like you're at a bar and you're like, well, I don't have to be myself, so I guess I'll just be someone else.
Ooh, sometimes. Or maybe like, well, if I'm trying to get a free drink, my voice is 8 octaves higher.
Can I hear it?
Oh, I thought it was an open bar. Did it close?
Wow. That's
and then really he'll be good. Like, I'll buy you a drink. And I'm like, oh my God, really?
Yeah.
Like, that's so nice.
And then you get the drink and you go, thanks, dude.
Later, bro. Yeah, all the time.
And crush the drink in your hand and shatter it.
Thanks for the brewski, bud.
I feel like I kind of disassociated while I was doing that, too.
That was great. That was great. I wanted to buy you a drink during that. Yeah.
Got in the zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah. Yeah. You went up to a couple guys at a bar once.
This was bad.
But also, once again, we weren't in our 30s when we did this.
We do that now in our 30s.
No, when I was
honestly,
much...
we should start doing it again.
Like, yeah, when I was much younger, there was this idea that like, well, everyone else owes me something. Well, and also, it's like, no, they don't.
Oh, they do.
No one owes you anything, actually. But I was like at...
Also, we had hair extensions at the time, and we found out you can get a lot of shit for free when you have hair extensions. I don't know why.
Whoa.
When you get hair extensions, men just open doors for you and give you free shit. And we did not expect that. That wasn't why we got them. But then once it happened, we were like, what the fuck? And we were kind of just experimenting.
Yeah, there was I look back on it not so proud, but I
was
in
that's growth, isn't it?
Yeah. But I was in like a bar and I guess my reasoning for it is you kind of ask people to buy you a drink. Not ask people, but you are trying
to. You're suggesting.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm going to ask these people if I can have one of their mozzarella sticks.
Well, because she didn't want a drink. She was like, I don't want to get. Yeah, she, yeah.
I think it was
chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
Which is even worse. chicken wings because mozzarella sticks.
Cups of your meat or yeah. like is yeah. that cool?
So chicken table, wings are messy.
A yeah. table of these two guys and they're eating chicken wings and I walk over and I'm like, can I just have like one of your no. chicken wings? Just one. Can I just have one chicken wing? And then I realize very quickly, oh, you're two gay men on a date.
They're like, wrong and choice,
now,
sister.
This is yeah. a hate crime now.
Yeah. yeah.
And they were like, oh, fine. And they gave me one.
So it still worked. But like afterwards it was like, oh, this was the wrong approach.
It was just like, every part of it was like, this shouldn't happen.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, a gay man doesn't owe me anything.
They're like, why is this girl big dogging us right now?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. There was this idea of like, I'm a young girl. And so men owe me something. Yeah, and then like, I
oh,
came
not
up
you guys,
to
though.
A nice gay couple you. Having a lovely time.
Yeah. And interrupted
I said,
them.
You should probably give me some of your meal.
Yeah.
Like it was ridiculous.
No, I used to eat a lot of people's food at the bar when they would leave. Like if the person looked clean, and I was probably like 21, 22 during this. But like
they look clean.
If
that's
the person
the only...
looked clean, if it usually like if it was like a girl who looked clean, like a really clean guy, I would like just kind
with
of
their leftovers.
Yeah, yeah, they're
can
leftovers.
Can I have your scraps?
So like cool? this woman left at El Tejano and she had this huge plate of
love
like enchiladas and nachos and stuff. And I was like, oh fuck. And me and this other guy just like saw it and vultured in on it. And we were like, and I was also very, very drunk at this point. So I'm like eating all of this. And I was like, this is so fucking awesome. And the guy turns to me and goes, this is the hottest thing I've ever seen. And I said to him, I was like, oh. That's not what this is. This is about us eating this. And then like went back to eating it. But yeah, so that's, there's always food fun
but
to be had.
Like when you know, you guys have worked at restaurants,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes when you're yeah. busing somebody's table, you're like, I could probably eat.
Take
this.
Some oh,
yeah.
fries.
I used
yeah.
to keep a to-go box just yeah. for. Yeah. I would collect it all mm-hmm. at the end of the night mm-hmm. and all the other waitresses would be like, what the fuck are you doing? Then my manager would make so much fun of me, but it was like yeah. the reputation that I had was like keeping a large to-go box for just all the tables.
It's literally
yeah.
good.
You gotta eat.
Yeah.
I don't care if they look clean even. I'm yeah. eating everyone's scraps.
Well, yeah. And it's also good. Just kind of like, if you look at somebody and you're like, I'd probably kiss you. Then like
might
I
as
can
well
eat off
eat
your
their
plate,
food. Yeah.
yeah,
yeah. And I would kiss everyone,
and I'd
kiss
everyone,
kiss everyone especially if they're not clean.
Yeah,
food.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah. Do you remember when we winged your date with Adrian?
Oh my god! And this is when I realized that Clark Kenting someone is real.
It's so real.
I was on this date, mm-hmm. and I'm like, you know, having a nice time, and then I go to the bathroom. And these three, like, really nice Russian women in, like, really, like, wacky outfits are like, beautiful lady, beautiful lady. And I was like, they're like, oh, so beautiful. And I was like, oh, my God, thanks. And I was like, I'm on a first date. They're like, oh, my God, wonderful. And then I go back, and I'm like, one of them was wearing, like, a crown that, like, looks like a crown that I had. I was like, that's so weird. Like, that looks exactly like my crown that I have at home. And then I go back to my date, and I'm like, I just met the three nicest girls at the bathroom. And then I get home, and my roommate, Adri, is like, so? And I was like, what? I was like, she's like, well, I'm like, what? What are you talking about? She's like, you saw us on your date. It was you two and my
yeah.
roommate, Adrian.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't recognize my own roommate yeah. talking to yeah. me in the face.
And we were like hanging out with, hanging out with Adrian. And then she was like, okay, well, I was going to go on a date. Like, and we love wigging people's dates, which means you put on a disguise. And this it started because I was like going on a date and it was like, you know, I was like 19 and I was like, I don't know. And she was like, I'll just come to the same venue and like make sure everything's good. But because we're in all each other's social media, she was like, I'll wear a disguise.
Yeah.
And what we didn't expect is that it completely works. Like you wear a yeah. disguise, well, even if it's an obvious disguise and people just like assume you're a crazy person
yes.
in a disguise.
I think it relies on the fact that no one ever suspects that you brought someone in disguise.
yeah.
Like yeah. That's kind of what it relies yeah. on. And yeah. I would say yeah. that's fair.
Yeah. Because who would expect that?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah,
also, it's like makes you realize we're not really looking at people that close.
No.
In fact, you're not looking at people. You're not listening to people. You just know the way they made you feel.
That's
so you
beautiful.
Leave and you go, those Russian women made me feel so
yeah.
seen. And one of them, I think, had a crown I have. But I'm not going to look further into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, this is the popular crown. It was the homecoming king crown from junior year that I stole.
That's so
I guess that's a popular crown.
You know, people are always always wearing crowns of some sort, and some crowns are more popular than others.
That's just like a popular crown.
Yeah, and so we all went and put on. Adri had a, you know, you guys had a bunch of wigs in your place, and we just put on your wigs. Like, we put on your guys' wigs. We didn't bring our own, and your guys' outfits, and then went and waited for you in the bathroom. And that to me is
it's beautiful.
That's just like my favorite party activity.
It'd be funny if the guy is actually paying attention. And he's like, "Are those your friends?" And you're like, "Oh."
I don't know him.
No, I don't know. And the thing is, they're never paying attention, because one time my friend Jeremy and I did it, and halfway through the date, our friend's date goes to the bathroom and we switched wigs. And then he comes back, didn't say anything, and we were like,
"Damn."
No, they don't care.
And like, even if they do notice the people, like, they just go like, "Oh, those people are fucking insane." They don't assume there's any correlation between them and the person they're on a date with.
I didn't even think you guys were in disguises. I was like, I just met these wild, kooky women who were wearing crowns.
Yeah.
Ridiculous glasses.
Yeah. Like, common crown.
Yeah, it's just a common crown. Yeah.
She, you know, the crown that everyone's been wearing, the fabric crown?
Yeah, the classic fabric homecoming king crown. Yeah, but that's always a blast. And like, in terms of going out to a bar, like, that is... If I can go out in a disguise or some sort of a stupid, weird costume, I'm always in.
Here's a question. Yes. Did you guys party in high school?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No.
Okay.
No. Mm-mm. And do you think that affected how you party now?
Absolutely. Because I was just like a theater nerd. And so we would party, but I didn't start drinking until I was 18. Mm-hmm. I didn't have my first kiss till I was 17.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was such a late bloomer. So we were doing like weird horny stuff at the theater parties, like spin the bottle, but sober.
So we
kind of had to get creative.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's where it comes from.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah. I was going to, I grew up in Georgia in the backwoods. So I was going to a lot of like fights that were organized around like, hey, we're going to beat the shit out of each other tonight, like on the dirt road.
Awesome.
Or just like a lot of like fighting.
We're going to a fighting party.
Yeah.
We'll fight in the road.
Yeah.
The woods.
Wow. A whole lot of wrestling. A whole lot of fighting.
That is a total experience.
Yeah. So I think for me, it set my like, my intensity meter is high. I expect high octane at any
You can't do like a crap out, like lame thing.
Absolutely not. If you guys aren't bringing the intensity, I'm going to bring the intensity because I need it. My nervous system needs it.
Yeah. Whoa. You need to start a fight.
I need a fight now.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Whoa. Wow. That's really amazing. Good.
What yeah, we were very square.
Yeah. We went to high school together. Square. Yes.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We went to high school together. There were people in our improv and theater department that would like smoke and drink, but
they didn't invite us to
that. We weren't invited to that.
I wasn't either.
We,
my friends were, not me.
Yeah. Like, I think I didn't drink until I was 18. I didn't have my first kiss until I was 18. Like, I just was like, you know, but we would still have crazy weird parties. It was just completely nerd theater weirdo parties, which is probably why we like doing the shit we like doing now, but now there's alcohol, which is even better.
I mean, when my parents used to leave the house to go away on a trip, they'd be like, if you throw a dinner party, make sure you wash all the Tupperware.
Because that's what they were worried about, dirty Tupperware.
Yeah. They'd be like, make sure that you wash everything.
Yeah.
Because my friend Sammy would come over and we'd be like, we're making matzo ball soup. It's a matzo ball soup party. And then we would invite people and we'd be like, wear your finest. And then I'd put on my dead grandmother's dress. And we would all sit around a dining room table and be like, let's have some Jewish traditional foods. It was fucking horrifying.
Tonight, guys.
And it was just like, not like, this isn't what it should be. And then the first time I ever thought I got drunk, I was like 16 and home alone.
Oh my
and
God.
I took my parents' margarita mix and I drank so much of it. And I was like, I just feel sick.
Yeah.
This sucks. Yeah. I just feel sick. And it's like, right.
Yeah.
There's no alcohol in that, queen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just feel sick. So because of, because that's
drunk.
Fucking.
I was like,
I'm on that.
Being drunk feels like I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
It's just like, so, you know, just we were kind of square.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, I didn't enjoy or understand drinking until I was 19. Like, I like would have drinks sometimes when I was 18, but I was like, this is just kind of like, I don't know. And then I think once something traumatic happens, you're like, wait, I love this. And that is, and there we go.
Yep.
And the rest is history.
When something really awful happens to you, that's when
drinking
really
is so fun. When something really bad happens to you, drinking is like, oh boy.
I was so like square in high school, and then college happened. Then I went off the rails, and then yes. I was like blacking out every weekend.
Yes.
And then I went crazy because I didn't, you know, I didn't like ease into it.
Mm-hmm. And also like there's some part of you that, I don't know. I think when people start drinking, it's very normal to go through the stage where you're like, I'm just, I don't know how much I can handle. I don't know what blacking out even feels like. Like I remember the first time I browned out, and I say browned out because I remembered parts of it.
Yeah.
But it was kind of a magical experience. I loved it. I ate the worst for me fat cell sandwich in the entire world. I walked there in high heels and lingerie in Westwood. It was like, what is happening? And I wouldn't want to do that now because I'd be like, oh wait, I want to Uber home and go to sleep because I'm literally always tired now.
Yeah.
So when you're in college, blacking out is cool. It's like, you tell your friends like, oh, I blacked out. They're like, oh, sick. That's so funny.
And I would like, text my crush like things that didn't make sense. And I thought that was so funny. Yes. Like I would like text him things and then like wake up and be like, what the fuck is that? Yeah.
And he's wake up at home.
Yeah.
Like, how did that happen?
Yeah. You're like, thank you, God.
That's an interesting scavenger hunt.
No, it's so great. And then having to go to an internship the next day hungover, and that part didn't feel good. That part was bad.
But we could.
But we can.
Now, absolutely not. I was going to like 7 a.m. Barnes & Noble shifts after blacking out.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. It was doing great.
Good on you. Yeah. Wow. I would have just pretended to die. I would have been like, I'm so sorry, you guys. I died in real life. And
Did you ever go to the hospital for drinking too much? We had kids at our college who did that a lot.
What?
Didn't you have to take someone? Or was that...
No, I took my old roommate for fainting. Okay, but iconic. There were...
dramatic love.
Okay. she fainted naked, and then I was like, queen. And then
it's hospital time.
Took her to the hospital, and then I was there the whole night, and she left without telling me she had left, so I was just there.
That's
bad. But anyway, all good. But I feel like in college, like you say, like you were blacking out a bunch, like... We had like a lot of kids who were just like the ambulance were always
at UCLA.
Yeah.
Yes.
Row like every weekend.
There would always be ambulances on weekends.
Someone was always going
too hard.
And also I think people were also calling the 911 on themselves and on others, being like, this is not okay.
We knew people who have called 911 on themselves to be like, I'm too high. Like and which is just really funny, because the second you're not that high, it's going to be like, why the fuck did I call 911 on myself?
I have gone to the urgent care because I was too high. I'm like, I just want to just know other people around.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to tell them why I'm here. I just kind of want to be around people, but I don't want to tell my friends because they're going to make fun of me.
So did you just wait in the urgent care lobby?
Oh, that's
and you didn't even go up?
I went into the waiting room. I sat down, but I told them like, oh, I'm just having a weird thing with my medication. Yeah. But I think I just like, you know.
Yeah, I need to like sit it out here. And if it gets worse, I'll sign in. Yeah.
So essentially you were like, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to read a highlights magazine. Yeah. I might come up to you later, but for now I'm fine.
Yeah. I was like very fucking drunk at a hospital once because, I thought we were going hard. And then our wonderful friend had a, pine nut allergy, like emergency, and we had to go to the hospital. And so I was like really fucking drunk in the emergency room. And I just thought it was hilarious there. I was like, this place is fucking so funny. And it's like, it's not. Like, it's not. It's so not funny.
You told me the pit is not
like,
a comedy?
This is fucking so funny. And it's like,
there's no better feeling than like being the locked in drunk one for your friend. Mm. Like when you're both drunk, but you're like tapped into source.
Yeah, you're like, I got it. I got this. Yeah, got us. I mean, it's just, it shows you can do hard things.
Absolutely.
Oh. I'd like to know something from the party gods.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been lost?
In general,
well,
emotionally,
and what should I do?
Dark night of the soul.
Have you ever been like lost, like on a wild night on the town or something, and you get lost, and you're like, oh, my night is different now.
Definitely, that happens to me a lot. Actually, I can be not partying and not sober though. I'm always kind of lost.
Do you get like separated from friends, and you're like, I'm having a different night now?
Yeah. It's happened to me in France randomly.
Oh yeah, that's a good place for it to happen. Yeah. Oh, you can go have a European adventure.
Yeah, I got lost. Exactly. I was having like a whole like romantic night. I thought, and everyone else was like, where are they? I didn't know we were even missing people.
Yeah. Oh, so you and someone else.
Yeah,
and so it was, and so it was romantic.
It was. Okay. Yeah, it was like an incredible night.
That's the best way to get lost, is romantically.
your first kid? That's from
that was your first kiss?
Almost. But the adults in the picture squandered. Like, they ruined it for us.
Wow.
I got lost once.
Where?
I was in Portugal. And so I was with all my friends. And then I started, like, jocking this guy. And then my friends were like, we're going. And I was like, I had no service on my phone either. And I didn't, like, buy the extra Wi-Fi. So I had no way of getting home. And I was like, y'all go. I'm going to hang with this guy. We hook up in his car. And then he's like, okay, like, I'll drive you home. Like, let's go. Like, I got to go to the ATM. I was like, weird. So we, like, walked to the ATM because I think his car ran out of gas or something.
Oh, perfect.
And so we're, like, at the ATM. And then, like, while he's, like, punching stuff into the ATM, like, I'm, like, talking to him and he's just not saying anything.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, my fight or flight goes. And so I just run away. And so I just take off. And I don't know where I am. I'm lost. And I'm just like,
you're just like, something's off.
I just bolt. He's like calling after me. I'm just running. I'm just like, I just got to get away from this guy. I'm drunk. And then I was like, okay, well, I got to get home somehow. And I remember that there's a really tall church by our hostel. And so I was just like looking into the sky, looking for a tall church. And like, I can't see it. And so then I like go up to these kids on the street at like 4 a.m.
Always good to do that.
And I was just like, do you guys speak English? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, do you guys know where the tall church is? That's the only marker I know.
Yeah.
And they're awesome. Like, oh yeah, just go this way. And so by the grace of God, they knew where these children at 4 a.m. knew where the church is.
Children knew where the tall church was. And they always do.
I finally find the church. I like find the hostel. I try to like open the door. It's locked. And so I'm like, all right, I guess I'm going to sleep on the hammock in the cold tonight. So I like bundle up in the hammock. And then I'm like, this sucks. I'm like, you know what? Let me go try the back door. Thank God it's unlocked.
Oh, good.
I get into the room. But then a couple nights later, the same thing happens to my friend. And we're on the second floor. He scales the wall and like climbs onto the balcony and gets in when he was drunk. So
there's the moral is there are actually so many ways to break into a hostel.
Yeah, that and God will always leave you home. Yeah. Leave you home.
God will God go will out to get home. Milk, leave you at home, and never come back.
God Party God let me home.
Yeah, yeah, God let you home.
Yeah, that thank God for that so tall cool. church.
Yeah.
And I like forgot about it too. I was like, I don't know how I'm getting home.
Wow, tall church is how.
Yeah. Incredible.
That's crazy.
How about you guys?
Have you ever been lost? No. I don't know if I've ever been lost at a party. No. I feel like... Both of your guys' reasons for getting lost make sense in that they're both like romantic spark, sexy, cute little romance moments. Yeah. And I have never done that at a party. Like I've never been like, oh, I'm just going to go fuck off with this guy I think is cute at a party. Just because I am so, I don't know, If I like someone at a party, I want to be like loud and entertaining at them or like in front of them or like engage them in some sort of conversation that makes me memorable. But I just like, I don't have the confidence to be like, let's just sneak off and kiss. Like, I can't do that.
I think I'm the finder friend. I find people.
you go around finding.
I don't
Who's
get
lost.
You have. You found.
I have so many people's you, find yeah. my. I have all of their locations.
It's like Sheena Shea level, but not.
It's scary.
Bad.
I have everyone's location.
Oh, I want to give you mine.
I know. Give me. Oh, okay. And then, so when people will lose their phones, people will get lost. Mm-hmm. I will track down your phone. I will find you.
Yeah.
I will help you. I've had multiple friends get lost, like on Sunset.
Like,
and you're, and
you've
I will
had friends
find
get
you.
Lost in New York.
I've had friends get lost in New York.
Home Alone 2.
Home Alone
lost
2.
In New York.
Lost in New York. Sydney's on the case.
And I will be there, and I will find you. I will find out who's with you, and I'll hunt them down.
Yeah, it's good. So if you ever need a party detective,
I'm a
That's
party
why you're
detective.
Asking if we've ever gotten lost.
Yeah,
because yeah, it's just a big like,
it's self-serving.
I'll
find you. Here's my card.
Have you ever been lost?
You do like a magic trick to mine.
Yeah. Anyway, that's why I'm always wearing a trench coat.
That'd be a good like party surprise for Sid. Like, oh, we're all lost. You gotta find us.
Oh my god! For your,
oh like, yeah.
Well, it was just Sid's birthday, so maybe we can do like a late birthday party where all of your friends get lost in the city, and you have to find all of them one
She's
by
like,
one.
This is the best gift you've ever given.
Once
me.
Again, it's so fun to give someone a gift that's just a job.
100%. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's like giving somebody a pet. And being like.
You have to take care of it now.
Have fun, queen.
There's a giant.
Their food is expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Giving someone goldfish? Mean. 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 Something you can't have a connection with, but you have to keep alive or else you'll feel guilty.
Yeah.
So mean.
Oh my gosh. Do you guys remember when you used to be able to buy live goldfish at the Walmart?
Oh, I don't. Mm-hmm. I remember buying hermit crabs in the mall.
Yeah. Hermit crabs in the mall.
Yeah.
I always got my goldfish from Purim, Purim carnivals.
Oh, wow.
Every Purim carnival had something where you win a goldfish.
It used to be way easier to obtain live animals.
It was so easy.
Let's bring that back.
Yeah. They're always sick. They die the next day.
Oh, they're always. They're always very impressive.
No, my dad would keep them alive for years. My dad kept these goldfish alive for years.
That's ridiculous.
And people will be like, your dad was just replacing them and telling you them that they were alive. No. I was like, no, because there were ones he killed too. And he was honest about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Because
Danny Heller is an honest man.
If nothing else, he's an honest man.
He's an honest man.
He's a good man.
And he's a good man.
Charlie Brown.
And he, yeah, and he would be like, yeah, well, you know, Pest died. Like, we had a fish named Pest. And he'd be like, Pest.
Okay.
Oh, like a pest.
Better than Pest.
Like Pest, like a fish, like Pest.
Pest, Pest.
Pest in Spanish.
Yeah.
And then pescado, the type of fish you eat.
Was that another fish?
Could be another fish.
Yeah. As long as you eat one of them and don't eat the other one.
It's like they died.
Yeah. Pretty fun.
Got a little hungry.
No, and they were alive for years.
Wow.
Years.
Wow. I'll never let my mom live this down. Sorry, Mom. But there was this one birthday when my mom was making brownies
for my birthday cake.
And she had the fish for my birthday. Two identical bowls, one with water for the fish, one with oil for the cookies. Guess which one the fish went into for brownies. And then, you know, my brand new birthday fish, she put him back in the, in the tank.
Birthday fish.
And I was like, Mommy, why aren't my fish moving? I'm still thinking about it. That was traumatic.
Now, why did she put it back in the tank?
My birthday fish. Because she put, you know how you have to put them in water before you put them in the tank?
Yeah. Did she not realize? She poured oil in the tank.
She put the fish in the oil.
Put the fish in the oil, and then put the oil bowl in the tank, and not realized it was oil until afterwards.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, wow. This explains so much.
I've had a lot of dead fish over the years.
Wow.
I'll tell you that.
Okay. I'm sorry. That is devastating.
Shout out those fish. Still thinking about you.
We have similar bonding stories. Because remember the time that I caught that fish in the creek with my bare hands?
In the creek.
In the creek?
Georgia stuff.
Wow. And that was before or after the fight party?
this is a little kid. Before I started going to the parties, I was making my own parties. Yeah, I was on the hauler and I caught a fish in my bare hands. I was so excited because I'd never done it before. It's hard to catch a fish in your bare hands.
I would guess,
I've never done it. And I went to the bathroom. I brought it to the house. I went to the bathroom and my little twin sisters, evil, always evil to have twin sisters.
Can't imagine.
They had fed the fish to our frog, so I got out and the frog had like a fish halfway out of its mouth.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Not your special friend.
He was a carnivorous frog. White, and he had red eyes and long toenails.
Okay, that's everything. He sounds like a party god.
Red eyes and long toenails?
Yeah, he was like my mom was like a frog collector.
I love that shit.
Everything you say is a Mad Libs puzzle. Yeah. I love it so much. Your mom was a frog collector.
Frog and lizard, she was like always like flirting with the guys that own the pet stores. And she would get like these wild, like exotic.
God, this is a good
That's
life.
That's a party trick.
That's a good life. This is everything that you're saying needs to be written down.
My mom was like, bless her heart, not really able to be a mom to us, but loved her reptiles, loved her
amphibians. Loved the reptiles. And when
she was there in other ways.
She was around, technically. But this frog, when it died, like the care that she showed to this frog over like her, she like took it to get an autopsy. Oh.
And they were like,
I ate a weird fish.
Wow. Oh, did it die from eating that fish?
Oh, see, that's karma.
I didn't tell her about the fish.
Wow.
That's karma.
That's insane.
You brought a sick fish home. That's
Wow.
Not even sure how it got in there. Yeah.
Oh, that's my God. So crazy.
Frog with long fingernails. Crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to look that frog up. Evil carnivorous frog.
Translucent white skin.
Oh, that is crazy.
Oh my God.
Red eyes, translucent white skin, and long fingernails. I've never expected that in a frog.
I know these are all like not frog descriptions.
No. Are you sure it was a frog?
It was a guy.
He was like a little guy.
He was a really weird guy.
So my dog kept this little guy in a cage.
Yeah, we all had one, right?
No, back in the holler. We've all, been in the holler.
We all had my dad, for my little sister's 10th birthday party, the same twin, the evil twins, he got them a box of toads. My parents were recently divorced by this point, so he knew it would be like really piss off my mom. So they got him a box of toads, and of course, we were at this birthday party. They opened the box of like 20 mini toads, like this size, and they jump everywhere. And of course, like little girls are like shrieking, and like our mom is like, pissed, and we found those frogs like in our closets for years.
Oh
like
my
we,
God.
They're still in the closet.
No, they're very dead.
Oh,
very
my God. Dead.
We just couldn't catch them all. So they would like die and like shrivel up in the closet.
Man, Georgia is crazy.
That is insane.
Those are the kind of the parties that we wear.
That is sick.
Wow.
That's party god.
And that's party god.
And that really is.
Oh my God.
Well, that's incredible.
That kind of sounds like a party foul, finding dead frogs.
Bringing live frogs to your exes.
What do you guys think a party foul is?
Oh, what's a party foul?
Oh, gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay, so I'm trying to really think because I'm pretty fucking chill.
I think that's hard for you guys because the things are like off limits for you. Like anything that would be like a party foul for most people.
It would be like something that we do on purpose to have fun. I would say, oh my gosh. Well, no, that's like actually serious. Well, okay. Being like messy drunk over the age of like mid-20s. And when I say messy drunk, I don't mean like sloppy, like woohoo. I mean like getting in a fist fight or trying to have sex with someone who doesn't want to have sex with you or like being like, you know, like,
party
like
demon.
Something, yeah, something where it's just like, oh, like you've now made the whole vibe unsafe and you're above the age of like mid-20s. Like, because if you're doing that stuff, I mean, never try to have sex with someone who doesn't want to have sex with you. But like, you know, if people are getting
actually, to be clear. Yeah.
Say that.
Yeah, say that. But like, you know, I don't know. I just, whoa, I feel like there have been,
okay, well.
I used to throw parties like in the, like a couple years ago, and the only times I would ever be like, I regret throwing this party is when people would just be like, I'm here, I'm blacked out, and I'm like 36, and I'm like trying to hit on people who don't want me to hit on them, and then I'm fighting the people telling me to stop.
Oh.
And that to me is a party foul.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Valid. Yeah.
I've done a party foul before.
Oh.
Not that.
Yeah. I did that. I'm who she was talking about.
Not that. I did a party foul once. I went to a party in a very far away neighborhood from myself. I found a lost German Shepherd and I put it in my car and I drove it 50 minutes away and then posted pictures of the dog all over next door and was like, whose dog is this?
You stole that dog and then told on yourself. Like,
whose dog is this?
Seeking reward.
Does anybody know whose this dog is? I found this dog. I don't want to do. And then I was like, why did I bring this dog 50 minutes away? Because then the person found it and called me and was like, great, I'm going to come pick up the dog. Where is it?
Oh, my God.
And I was like, an hour away. So I guess the party foul there is I should have waited at the party with the dog.
With the dog and put the pictures
up. Put them on Nextdoor, and then waited for the person who probably lives nearby come get the dog.
You did dog napping.
I did dog napping by accident.
Yeah.
You have a strong rescuer instinct. You need to find a lost person or animal.
It was a big, big, I thought it was a German Shepherd, and then I posted it on Nextdoor, and everyone was like, that's not a German Shepherd, that's a big
one. That's a giant frog.
Like,
that's a guy in a cage.
There was like some other thing that it was, and I was like, okay, sorry. I just found this dog. I don't know what to tell you.
That's so funny.
You have a real hero instinct is what we're gathering.
Party hero.
Villain. Villainous. It always goes wrong.
Well, that's like an anti-hero then.
Yeah, anyway, that was a foul.
Good intentions.
Shouldn't have done that.
Stole a dog. Listen, we all got to steal something.
Yeah.
You know, stealing hearts, stealing dogs.
Yeah. If it's not a party, we don't steal one thing.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Olivia, have you ever done a party foul?
Probably. I mean, I feel like the what's coming to mind to me is like times that I've thrown a party and then blacked out. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like that's like not cool. Like I feel like if you are hosting something, you have to like know where you are.
Well, a lot of my birthdays, I have not been there. I'll tell you that much.
I blacked out at my 22nd birthday party and I blacked out really fast. And I woke up in a room in Clifton surrounded by people who I didn't know were coming and who just like showed up. And I was just crying about something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that's actually probably not even the best way I could have done this party. And then I got roofied on my birthday. That's a party.
I remember that. People. I didn't make that party, but I remember the next day.
Well, I'm glad you didn't because people were spiking drinks.
yeah. Wish I made that one. I heard that.
Yeah, I wish I made that
one. It was so fun.
Yeah.
Wait, what happened? That was crazy.
Oh my God, it was hilarious. I literally, it was my 28th birthday party and I had just gone through like a really bad breakup. And I was like, my ex was like, can I come to the party? And I was like, I can't have you come to the party because I'll just cry. And I don't want to cry on my 28th birthday. That's fucking embarrassing. Yeah. So then I had like dinner with a group of friends, and I had like two drinks before we got to Idle Hour. We get to Idle Hour, and I have another drink that someone buys me. I take two sips of it, and I put it down, and then a bunch more people come in, and I'm like, I spend like 20 minutes saying hi to people, go back, take two more sips of the drink, and then I lose all motor function in the next 15 minutes. Jesus. It's the craziest feeling. I've never been rooming before.
Oh my God.
You just like, it's like, you know, when you're in a dream and you're trying to run, but you like are moving in slow motion. It's like that. It's
like ketamine or like.
Maybe.
It's
yeah.
Scary.
Like,
I've repeat myself.
You have on purpose or by accident?
Party God.
On purpose to know what it's like.
On purpose because I have really extreme sleep issues, and I've heard that it can.
Whoa.
Not too surprisingly, it puts you into a really deep sleep.
Yeah.
Good night, everyone. I'm going to bed.
I repeat myself, and then I was like, this is a mistake. I call the ambulance.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Always be calling the ambulance.
Yeah. So I just spent most of the birthday in the bathroom, and then Sid took me back to her place and put on Vanderpump Rules, and there were two Tom Sandovals on the screen because I was seeing double.
Worst amount of Tom Sandoval.
I was like, there's too many.
Yeah. What we learned in that restaurant was that the bathroom was for eating chicken fingers. And the restaurant was for throwing up.
Yeah, because I threw up in the restaurant, and then I was sitting on the toilet, and I was like, I'm so fucking hungry. But the kitchen had closed, so Sid was like, does anyone have food? And our friend Danny was like, take my chicken fingers.
Anybody got any scraps?
Yeah. I brought chicken fingers into the bathroom.
Yeah.
My friend was like, you sure you don't want to bring her out of the bathroom? I went, you haven't seen her. She needs to stay in the bathroom.
Yeah.
She took the chicken fingers in the bathroom, and she kept going, do you believe me? And I kept going, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you believe me?
I thought no one was going to believe me. I was like, everyone's just going to think that I'm like a mess and I got too drunk. And I was like, I've only had like three drinks and I can fucking drink. Like, I can drink.
Yeah.
And
I'm not convinced that Sid isn't behind it.
I think you need me, honey.
And that's how you
nurture dependence. Don't worry, I got you.
The plan was like, I'm going to get her. I'm gonna get her lost, and then I'm gonna find her, and she's gonna be like so grateful, like
and she'll best never birthday ever. Wrong me again.
Don't worry, honey, I got your phone.
Yeah. I'm literally the Gypsy Rose mom.
Yeah. Oh my god.
You need me, honey. I do. Yeah. Since the latent Munchausens and you.
Energy.
No, I'll bring her the chicken.
Got it. She needs me.
Yeah.
It was such an interesting day.
Happy birthday.
I know. And I was like, well, that was kind of, and I kept saying like, I really wish that I had gotten roofied just a little bit later in the night so I could have said hi to more people. And then.
Just at least later in the night.
Yeah. And then everyone was like, you know, you could just wish you didn't get roofied. And I was like, yeah, that's fair.
I only wish it happened later.
But I'm not trying to reach for the stars here.
But then the next day we got brunch.
We did. And that was lovely. And there's no hangover from a roofie. You just feel.
Silver lining.
Yeah, you just sort of feel like, huh, that was weird.
Sorry that happened.
Blowing
that happened. So we're going to move on.
Yeah. We're going to do a game now.
Yeah. Time for a game. Called Pick Which Drink.
Well, I would love.
One of these drinks is roofie.
Yeah.
Which one is
roofie?
There's
four of us. There's four drinks.
One of us is going to get roofied. Guess which one? Everyone has to act like they're not.
I hope it's the person who lives here.
It's going to be Olivia. Yeah. Please tell us about a time you were a party god.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I almost forgot the most important question.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. And what it, and what it,
what
and
defines
what
a party
that?
God? Yeah.
What time you made a party amazing, you were the life of the party, you changed the party in some way, like... You were a party.
Okay, so here's the thing. I roofied my best friend.
Yeah.
I was a god.
I was the hero.
I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I felt like a party god when we would host like the slutty cat parties and the slutty baby parties. But there is a party that we like changed for the worse, if that's, but I don't, Callista's.
Party god.
Party demon.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, is that party god?
No, it's not. It's not really. Hmm. What's another party thing?
Yeah. Olivia's referring to a party we went to where we got there and realized we were the oldest people there by a long shot.
Well, it was like a college party and
we didn't realize it was a college party.
We thought it was like, well, we were like 23 or something, or 23 and 24. And we thought
I think we were older.
No, I was 23 because I know what day it was.
Oh.
Okay.
locked into the memory.
But
core
but,
memory.
But people kept saying you look good for your age. Didn't like that.
So, at so 23, we, 24, well, that
so
is
that was why it was so, that was why it was so funny, is because we thought that we thought this was like kind of a younger people in general party, like 18 to mid 20s, but it was like a college party. And so we were like 2 years, 3 years out of college and yeah.
Noticeable. But also you can't be saying that to someone when you're like 3 years older.
Everyone
than
was like 19 being like, you guys look really amazing weird. For 24. And yeah. It was crazy.
We were also dressed as Adam and Steve. Yeah, like, you know how people go like, it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
We were dressed like Adam and
Steve. So we were Adam and Steve. Yeah.
Here, wait. I'll show you Adam and Steve.
Devin hates when I'm gay.
I do.
Oh my God.
So like, not only like, did we look like that? But everyone else was like dressed like a.
Okay, we gotta get this up on the YouTube for the listener. We've got a leotard with a breast
and body hair.
Yeah, it's like those fake male body
chest
suits.
Hair.
Yeah,
what other part? What's like a? What? Oh God, is there any other?
I'm sure you've been a party god before.
I'm
sure you've been a party god.
I think we have to have an answer.
I feel like I've been an assistant to a party god many a time.
Oh wow. Yes.
Which is, my grandma has had multiple parties now where she has survived much longer than anyone anticipated, including herself.
Oh, right. Yeah.
My grandma's 101.
Whoa.
She regularly likes to be like, I did not think I was going to live this long.
Queen.
So, you know, we do big birthday parties for her. And when we do, she goes up to every other person in the restaurant and who is also having a birthday and goes like, how old are you turning? And then she goes like, spring chicken. That's like her thing.
Love her.
And so I've been the assistant to her party god many a time of like figuring out like, are we going to get you a crown that says 100 on it? Are we going to do this? Are we going to do that? Where's your cane, queen? A lot of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Party apprentice.
Yeah. Party apprentice.
Oh, I like that. I'll show up with like really elaborate like desserts and stuff. Like, or I'll put like people's face on cookies and like show up to a party that is theirs. Like, I'll do like a big, like, here's a big fucking gesture. Yeah. I'm trying to think of something that like ends it on a funny note, because I'm like, and I know that's crazy to say out loud, but just like, you know, like I'm like, I feel like I don't want to like, you know, yeah. Okay. My 21st birthday. So I was turning 21. I could legally drink. And so my theme was famous alcoholics. So everyone showed up as a famous alcoholic. I was Marilyn Monroe. We had some Amy Winehouses. We had everyone. Nice. Who's the one with the shirtless one with the
David Hasselhoff?
Maybe. All I know is that that's what I told people to do. And they showed up in costume. And I liked that party. I think that was a crazy fun time. And that was also in someone's house that I did not know at all.
Oh, yeah.
So that's good.
Mm-hmm, that's a good
thing. Mm-hmm.
That's very party god.
I just think it's always a theme is always good.
Freaking.
Sid came to one of my birthday parties and did an entire game of Jeopardy about me.
Oh yeah, Jeopardy Laurentiis.
Yeah, yeah. And so she had people. She set up a Jeopardy board, and I didn't know that this was happening. And it was like an entire like full game of Jeopardy.
She wasn't allowed to play it because she knows about herself.
I knew the answers,
And then afterward, I was like, oh, I made something for you that you can't participate in.
Well, you made a show for me. You like, it was like
I excluded you for your birthday.
Yeah, just, yeah.
I don't know
and
how
I love to
that.
Be your excluded. Phone. I love to be excluded because then I can go fuck off.
Yeah. That's really smart. I made Devin a fan cam edit for her birthday.
That's really, really good.
That's very good.
That was really touching. Should we do our audience question?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where's my phone? All right, here's our audience question.
Okay.
Hey, Party God. I was just wondering, what's your go-to karaoke song, and how did you pick it? Thanks.
All right,
ladies.
Okay.
My go-to karaoke song is something that's in a language I don't speak.
She is really good at that.
We were in Greece. I was like so excited to go to karaoke in Greece and sing a song in Greek, and I cannot read Greek.
Yeah.
And some of it is triangles. Like some of the language is triangles. Like, so then it's very hard to like keep up because you're like, this is triangles.
Well, they
and
invented
that's
the
fun.
Triangle.
They invented the triangle actually. Ah. And it's very fun.
Yeah.
Hey.
So that's,
what would you say for triangle? What would you say, triangle?
I think I probably said triangle.
Yeah.
I think I kept, we have a video.
We do have a video. It's really good. I've only ever felt comfortable doing karaoke with children. And I learned that recently because I did karaoke with children for the very first time. And I was like, okay, this actually doesn't make me want to throw up. But usually my go-to karaoke song is waiting a very long time and going, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And then trying to get drunk enough to do it. Then getting that level of drunk, putting in some song that's like, I don't know, like an Amy Winehouse song or something, and then leaving the bar before I get called. That is my go-to karaoke song. And I do that every time.
Yeah.
I do that every time without fail. She has a friend who's made her sing Suddenly Seymour a bunch for karaoke, which is good.
Yeah. My friend who's a musical theater kind of guy will always do a thing where every time we're at a bar together and they have karaoke, he signs us up. And every time I forget that that's going to happen. And then he's already up there being like, Sydney.
Suddenly Sydney.
Suddenly Sydney.
Yeah.
That song of all songs.
Yeah. Every single time.
It's really good. Yeah. I gotta find like a funny karaoke song. Like I gotta find a karaoke song that's like not about singing and just about being like silly.
Just a vibe.
Yeah. I just gotta find something stupid or funny because I panic at everything.
Perfect. What are your guys' go-tos?
Well, I'm not a strong vocalist, so I do songs that are very silly with a lot of act outs. I'm really into like the Bad Touch, the Bloodhound Gang, the one that's You and Me, Baby. Because I always feel desire, even though I know I can't carry a tune, I still feel like that's the way I'm going to win over a man. So I'm like peacocking while I do it. Nice. So I know since my vocals aren't there, I really got to do something with a lot of like.
Karaoke is all about like. Fucking energy and vibe and like
absolutely.
Not for me, I'm in it for blood. She's showing off.
She can actually sing really
What's your go-to?
Recently it's been I Put a Spell on You, the Animatronics version. I'll do a You and I, Lady Gaga.
Oh yeah,
love it.
Recently I've been having a real Nickelback phase. Started as a bit, now I'm just listening
that's
to
gotta go really well, huh? Like, and genuinely, like,
Devin and I did How You Remind Me at two separate karaoke bars in the same night. Killed.
That's gotta be.
It's a good song. Yeah. Like, no one's talking about how good Nickelback is.
Yeah. In fact, not a single person
is talking about it.
No one.
We had a real Nickelback Christmas.
It was a Nickelback Christmas.
Wow.
We went from one bar to another, and we were not drinking. One karaoke bar to another, singing the same Nickelback song. We had to get it right.
That's very us in high school.
Good. We had a warm up.
Very good.
We were stone cold sober that night.
Wow.
That's very good.
That's really good.
I the other day was at a shopping mall, and I went, really like this song. What is it? And then asked Siri, and it was a Dave Matthews Band song. Oh, and I went, I'm never doing that again. Do that again.
I learned something about myself.
I'll never ask Shazam again.
Yeah, yeah.
That was awful.
I'll never like a song again.
Which one was it? Was it the hike up your skirt one? That was scandalous.
No, not the hike up your skirt one. It was something that sounded sad. I can't remember. I'll find it for you. It's probably saved on my Spotify now. Yeah. Sad.
Oh my god. Well, I can't wait. Yeah. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming on Party God.
For having us.
Are such delights, and we love it.
Oh my god. Yeah, I think what's our checkout score?
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, 10.
Oh my god.
Ah,
10
for please.
Me. Holy shit. Might be the first 10 that stayed as a 10.
Shit. Honestly.
Yeah. Wow. Ladies, well, you guys are 10s.
I feel like I learned a lot.
We built
the scale. And we got to go get freaking... We gotta go get freaking partied sometime soon.
Yeah.
Only if you talk like
you can lower our score now.
You gotta go do a party.
Oh, she didn't say that? No, come to our party in March and we should just go to a party together.
Love it.
Very
love
fun. That's I'm excited to find out what the theme is.
We should collab on a... That would be cool.
We should link and build for real.
Yeah. Always into building and linking.
Link and build?
Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Link and build.
Linkin Park karaoke.
Linkin Park.
Linkin Park.
Okay.
It's Linkin Park themed.
Yeah. Okay, that's
Sexy right, Linkin Park. Done. Slutty Linkin Park.
The place, not the band.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. All right. Party on.
Party on.
Hey guys, welcome to the after party.
Welcome to the after party.
We were just laughing because we're talking about filming the after party, and when we were at the field party, we were gonna try and film right before the party started, and we were trying to rush, and Devin, it was her first diva moment, and it was so funny. She goes, I can't be rushed.
Oh, you guys, I can't be rushed. I don't know what to tell you.
It was so awesome. I was like, oh my god, I've never seen her like this. Devin's so chill. And so to see a diva side of her, it was like really magical for me to watch.
Hey. I'm standing in my power.
Hey, look, we're changing. The bigger this podcast gets, I can't wait to be a bitch.
No, I think we talked about this at the end of Jordana's episode, but it's fun to revisit because we haven't really stopped talking about it now. Like, Elle wanted to cut this episode short, and I'm like, you know what? You already know my policy.
My girl can't be rushed.
I simply can't be rushed.
My bad, queen. Sorry for trying to rush you again.
Thank you.
Oh, whoa. That was a powerful thank you. That was cool. Well, how was your week?
Good. Stressful. I don't know. Stressed. Yeah, we're getting ready to go to Sundance. We've got some other career stuff going on. Mm-hmm. And then we also just got off of the Golden Globes.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun at the Golden Globes after party.
Yeah. It really took us out.
We're stuttering. Devin has facial blindness. And so we're talking to this A-list actor. And Devin looks at him and goes, so what do you do? And I'm like, I'm so sorry. She has facial blindness. But then by the grace of God, so does he. And then we bonded.
We had a nice chat with him. I spent about 5 minutes of that riffing about milk.
She did talk about milk and he hated it. And I was like, thank God.
You could tell he really liked it.
I was like, finally, someone.
Because we bonded over the face blindness. And he's like, people don't realize how hard it is, like in Hollywood, especially, you know, working with all these like cast and crew, and people like, you know, obviously feel bad if you don't recognize them. I'm like, yeah. King, I understand.
He said same thing. He said he was talking to like the head of a movie and she was like, you don't know who I am, do you? And he was like, no, yeah, I know who you are. And then she was like, what's my name? He didn't know. And then she said, I'm the woman who greenlit your picture. So you got that to look forward to.
Yeah.
But I'll always be there. I don't forget a face. I'll be on the lookout. Every time we go to like a celebrity event or something, it's always me telling Devin who's who.
Yeah, well, it was really bad when I went Friday night without you to a pretty big one, and I was sitting at the table with people that I started slowly realizing were also, I mean, you know, it makes sense like where we're at, but I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, she's the lead of this show. I'm like sort of piecing it together as we're talking.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's brutal whenever I'm without you because I'm just fully just talking to Orlando Bloom and whoever else, like, and then they say their names and I'm like, there's gotta only be one Orlando, right? Like,
I mean, not knowing Orlando Bloom is crazy to not recognize him. I just, what is that like? What do I look like to you? Am I just a blob with bangs?
No, I know your face pretty well. I think he's fully in my mind just a man with brown hair.
Oh my god, must be nice living this way.
Yeah,
wow. My grandma had facial blindness and I'd be talking to my best friend who was in her car every day and she'd be like, who are you talking to? Like, my best friend.
So I didn't recognize my brother-in-law one time. He'd been in the family for like 8 years and I ran into him in an unexpected setting. That's where they get you.
Yeah, we got her. Gotcha.
An unexpected setting and he trimmed his hair. He had like short hair already, but he like sort of trimmed it.
His big ruse to get you at the grocery store.
And he was talking to me so familiarly and I was telling my boyfriend like, I should know who this is, right? And he's like, what? Are you okay? He's like, are you having a stroke? Like, this is our your brother-in-law. Like,
he knows better.
Yeah. Oh, he's like really worried. Well, he also would get really upset at me. We watched the same boyfriend. We watched True Detective, and I didn't realize that Matthew McConaughey mm-hmm. and Woody Harrelson's character are two different people. So I kept thinking they were doing flashbacks.
They have the same vibe, though.
Thank you.
They sound the same.
Bad casting. Bad casting.
Yeah, way too close.
I was several episodes in, and I was just like, why are they doing so many flashbacks? I'm so lost. Like, every time they would do a different, I was like, oh, it's a different character.
Yeah, their hair is different, so it's a different time.
I
show the past.
I almost got broken up with when I revealed this to my partner at the time. He was
like, you don't know who I am.
He was so upset that I couldn't tell these men apart.
Okay, dramatic.
I know.
Relax.
Gay.
Okay, gay guy. Okay. You care more about
the theater.
Two men being.
No, he was literally Arkel? A theater nerd. So Arkel? I did not understand something about film or.
All right. Well, what's your window?
My window is our lovely producer Mike bought me some milk cookies.
Well, that's my wall. That's my walls. Mike shows up to recording and he brought a snack gift for Devin. I didn't get anything. I didn't get a snack gift.
I love a snack. And well, first of all, what have you done to earn it? And secondly, this is like a gag between Mike and I. It doesn't have anything to do with you.
Oh, my God. I'm not involved in the milk stuff. I've been in the trenches with the milk since the beginning.
No, this is what you get. You're a naysayer and you're a hindrance, honestly.
Now I'm Mormon. This is my, like, I'm doubling down on this wall. Mike, how dare you bring Devin a snack gift and not me? There better be a snack gift at my desk tomorrow morning.
Maybe earn it. It's something like special between Mike and I. You guys, they're incredible. They're wafers with milk taste is what it says on it. And I
don't like milk taste. With milk taste. It's like taste. So milk, like fake milk flavoring.
Had them with a glass of milk, my milk taste wafers with milk. And I was,
Devin incredible. Just moved into this new house and I opened up her fridge to put my leftovers in there. There was only milk in that fridge. This is not a joke. There was like two.
What do you expect? I'm camping, you know, when like you move in and you're like in camping mode and like my microwave's on the floor right now and I'm like hobbling through the house and like I have my essentials. The house is full of essentials.
Just 3 gallons of milk. That's all you need. I can't believe
I also live up a giant hill now. So every time I go to the grocery store, I'm like, I better get one milk at a time because it's like, they're so heavy.
One milk at a time.
I feel like a little mouse. Like I'm just storing away my milk up on this, up on this hill. Yeah.
I'm sick of this. No. All right. What's your wall?
Unfortunately for you, my wall is related. apparently I'm a Republican now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is foul. So Mike, our producer, our lovely producer, Mike. That's all love,
A lot of shout-outs to Mike today. Yeah. He's really holding it down.
Hey, holding us down too. So basically, Devin, Mike sent us a thing that Donald Trump posted, or like the White House Twitter account of him holding like a bunch of milk and it says, make whole milk great again.
And they were just laughing at it, but I looked into the story. Donald Trump has reversed a nasty bill set forth by the Obama administration years ago that removed whole milk from schools the pretense that it, you know, was dangerous for kids in the childhood obesity pandemic.
Well, I mean, okay, think about all the, like, what is it, steroids they're putting in the cow's food to make them grow, and then kids are drinking these steroids. That's why all the girls who drank a lot of milk growing up have huge boobs. I was drinking soy milk.
Surely it did not happen to me. I don't think that is science.
Really? Huh.
Well, they didn't remove milk at all. So it's not, they're not obviously worried about the hormones. They're not, if they had environmental concerns, I would be like, that's valid. If they had, concerns about the hormones, concerns about production, the concerns about like the farming industry, all of those valid concerns and critiques that I'm willing to entertain about milk and my milk consumption and in general milk consumption, although I do buy organic and I do buy grass-fed. But no, their concerns were about childhood obesity. As RFK argued, that it didn't help with childhood obesity because the kids, when you take away the good milk, which is whole milk, you know, they were only offering low fat and non fat milk, then they drink the sugary sodas and the caffeinated beverages. So I have to say, this is where on the horseshoe, I seem to actually be in line with the Trump administration and RFK, and I do wonder.
That's another reason why this is bad. You shouldn't be aligned with him. You're like, you know, he's having some good points now.
Hey.
No.
Hey. I have enough integrity to admit when my opponents have.
Yeah, you're so just.
Have a good take and that's have a good policy. And this is the one thing that I think I've seen out of the Trump administration that I could back and support.
Of course, it's milk related. Yeah. All right, enough. But, enough milk.
But also, I could be a Republican.
Okay, all right, we're going to stop there. My wall is that, or no, my window. That was my wall about the milk. My window is that my divine masculine thing really started as a joke, but I don't think it's a joke anymore.
It's not a joke.
The other day, this guy literally daps me up and says, "You're the man." Like, I'm the man now.
I like that you're calling this guy, because you're not allowed to say the name. It's this other A-list celebrity who we happen to be friends with.
Well, That's different.
I thought you were talking about the Golden Globes.
No, another guy dapped me up and said, "You're the man." And then when we were at the Golden Globes party, we bumped into another A-list celebrity who's a friend of ours. And then, like, I said, "Oh, hey." And then he immediately goes like this to me to dap me up. And I, like, give him a face. And then he goes, "Oh." And then hugs me.
He gives me a hug and he goes to dap L. Like, yeah, hell yeah.
And then he did hug me. But I was like, that was his instinct, was to dap me up. I'm giving off the energy. I'm giving off the vibe. And, you know, it started as a bit, but, you know, I don't know where the bit even begins or ends at this point.
As a Republican, I think you should stop playing with gender roles and maybe men wouldn't be so confused about you.
You see, this is where the jokes start to get a little hairy and we need to know where the jokes end.
No, I'm 100% serious.
But yeah, I think I might be the man now, you know? It's really cool. Like, I feel like I kind of have this air about me, this, you know, this nonchalance that I've never had.
You're being really manly in the interview with Sid and Olivia.
I know. I think it's when I'm around women, either I girl out or I assume the male role.
Mm. Yeah. It does make me feel really safe with you.
Yeah. Yeah. I got us. Don't worry. I got you. No. I got you, babe. Should I just, I don't know, should I, the dichotomy of it all is crazy. You seen that meme?
No, what?
It's the guy who's like in alternative clothes and he's like, yeah, you know, I look all tough, but, you know, I cry to Phoebe Bridgers in the shower. The dichotomy is crazy.
Oh, that is you.
Oh, no. I'm that guy. He's like, I look all alternative and hardcore, but this is my friend's tattoo brand on my shirt.
Damn. He sounds cool.
Well, but yeah, I don't know. It's kind of cool being the man. It's just this role I have now. And yeah, I don't know.
Well,
I'm a guy.
Now that my guys are in charge.
I just can't believe he went to dap me up. Two guys dap me up in the same week. Am I giving a vibe?
Obviously. You know what you're doing. And you like it.
I do like it.
I'm like being coy.
I don't know. I know. It's, well, you know, I like to play with. I feel so confident when I'm dressed as a guy in a costume.
Mm, I know. Yeah, all your Halloween costumes are men, like are literal men.
I'm not trans or anything. I'm not non-binary. I'm she, her, but I guess I'm a cross-dresser. Make whole milk.
Anything else?
We're going to Sundance.
Oh, yeah.
We're interviewing Margaret Cho at Sundance.
If you guys are going to be at Sundance, come check us out Saturday, January 24th, in our interview with Margaret Cho, second guest to be announced shortly.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's gonna be sick, and it's at this dope lodge, and I'm gonna be cold. I am not used to snow.
Yeah, we're also not entirely sure if we're gonna be murdered or not at the lodge. We were invited to stay at this lodge with some other talent and creators, and it does feel like the formula or the setup for ooh, we're being invited to this mysterious lodge to do this show, and we're all gonna be murdered or have to hunt each other down potentially.
Right, but you know, I hope we have an allyship early on.
You and me?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I'm gonna see who else is there.
What? Okay. No, I love milk.
Hey,
milk is
my
so
girl. That's
good.
My girl.
Milk is
we're
so
in it.
Good.
We're in it till the end. To the
see? All right. Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah. Let's go. Wait, you're gonna dab me up,
no,
right?
I don't
you don't. Devin doesn't know how to dab. That's why I'm the masculine one.
And well, I'm the girl. And that's party. God.
And that's party god. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week.
Don't forget to subscribe on Patreon.
Yes.
Follow our YouTube and comment there. And comment when we post videos. Say, ha, 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 that's so funny. I love you guys. And wow,
like,
so hot. Wow.
And like if we post like a hot pic of us, be like, beautiful, gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah. Whether it's on Party God or wherever you see it.
Yeah. If you ever want to give us a compliment, like feel free.
Yeah. Don't hold back.
Do not hold back.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
We'll give you some compliments to like. Just write in, like copy and paste.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Our preferred compliments.
Yeah. We'll put it in the.
I prefer goddess divine.
Yeah.
Beautiful, gorgeous.
Sure.
Of the world. Okay, guys, thank you so much.
I prefer milk mommy.
Okay. All right. Thank you, guys. Party on.